Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome to Believe in the Ivy League, a look inside the ancient eight teams in the Ivy League and their upcoming games with all of the stats, trends, and analysis that you want to hear. And now, here's your host, Tom Barton.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Believe in the Ivy League. And a happy new year out there to everybody. Hope you had a Merry Christmas. And we are looking at the last stretch of games here before we go into conference play. So that's what we're going to take a look at today. We're going to preview all of the games that'll be happening on Friday, Saturday, and then on the 2nd, which is Tuesday, right before we get into Ivy League conference play, which begins next week. We'll reset what the teams are. And, you know, I'm going to kind of give what everybody should do when you're talking about these lower conferences, or really all conferences of college basketball. Take the sample of size that we have right before the conference and reassess what your preseason negotiations were in your mind about what these teams are going to be, right? Your predictions, maybe it doesn't matter about predictions, but what do we now see? I'm going to kind of reset the deck as well. Go check me out at TomBartonSports.com, Tom Barton Sports over on Twitter, Tom Barton Sports over on YouTube as well, and TomBartonSports@gmail.com if you want to go and check me out. And we didn't have a lot to talk about, right around, hovering around Christmas. The kids go home. It's all great, so I hope everybody did have a good Christmas and holiday season out there. But we do have a couple of games, and it begins right away on Friday. There's one Ivy League game. Brown is going to travel to Stony Brook. Look, it's in the neck of the woods that I know well, right? Stony Brook is a solid team. There is no home court advantage there. I don't think that there is. Stony Brook is one of those schools that it's literally in a town that doesn't really get the support. Now, they get the on-campus support, but they're not going to get the support from people around the town. This is going to be one of those spots where it's not going to be the passionate students and fans like that. No, they're taking on Brown. It's not a hot selling item, let's say. Brown is a team that can travel here and pull the upset, and I do think that they will be underdogs. Not by a lot, but they'll be underdogs here. Brown is not in a bad spot. Look, Brown is 4-9. And you go, oh, man, that looks terrible, Tom. Yes, it does. But they have won two of the last three. They took down a Rhode Island team in Rhode Island. That was a nice win. Now you look at the Providence game, you go, okay, they got blown out there. They almost beat a Bryant team. They are in a spot where they can win games and can surprise. Stony Brook should be favored here. They are a good team with a decent offense. But I do believe Brown could steal this game. And if they do, maybe we can make a different assessment of what Brown is as well. Now let's go to Saturday with the full slate of games on Saturday. Yale's going to travel all the way to Santa Clara here, and Yale's been doing a lot of traveling this year. Look, they're 7-6. They're 2-4 away. I know that people were giving Yale the title. I did it as well. They had in my opinion, the best defensive and offensive player in this conference, and they just have fallen flat, and they started off okay. Right, they won three of the first four and hung with Gonzaga on the road. But they've been they've been traveling at Gonzaga, at LMU. You look at the Rhode Island isn't a big travel, but even still, they had to do that. They had to go to Vermont, good team. They had to go to Kansas last time. They lost by 15, but they had to go to Kansas last time. They're doing a lot of traveling, a lot of good teams, but you wonder, is that going to get them battle-tested or kind of deflated? Santa Clara is no pushover here. And I think that Yale is the better team. But Santa Clara is 9-5 and 5-1 at home. They will be the underdogs. Here's another underdog here. And you got to ask yourself, what are the number that you're coming up with? TomBartonSports.com, that's what I do all day. I work on the betting numbers. And my betting number here is saying that Santa Clara is probably going to be a 6-7-point favorite. Well, Yale lost by 15 to Kansas in Kansas. I think that you look at that and you go, I think they could not only keep this close, but it might be worth taking a shot at Yale, pulling the upset. It's a tough place to play. It's a tough road game. It's a tough road game right you know, before the new year. You're not going to be with your families before. I understand all that. But it's a spot that I'm looking at, and I want to see, and I've said this for a while, I want to see Yale turn around and become Yale. The Yale that we believed had the best offensive player in this conference. The Yale that we believed had the best defensive player in this conference. The Yale that many of us believed, including myself, that they were the best team in the conference before the year. They haven't looked like that. They have not looked like that at all. But this could be one of those jumping points. Jump off here, go into conference play with a huge road victory. Wouldn't shock me. Penn takes on Houston. Look, there's no chance. Penn looks good at spots, okay? Houston's 12-0. Houston's the number three team in the country. Houston's 7-0 at home. Houston's building a program that is they want to become like a blue blood. They're consistently a top four team, right? They're consistently in that range. But you look at Penn and you go, wait a minute. They did beat number 21 Villanova. I know it was at home, but they did that. St. Joe's is a decent team. They only lost by 8 there. They lost by 5 against Belmont, who's a decent team. They lost by 15 against Kentucky. I guess you can look at that as the comparable team. Penn, again, not dead in the water. Look, I don't think Penn has a chance to win this game. But what are you going to make the line? Got to make the line 15 points. Can they stay within 15? Yeah, maybe. Look, this is another showing. I think Yale could win this game, but I want to see them show up and look good. Penn, don't think they can win the game, but I want to see them show up and look good. Dartmouth goes to Vanderbilt. Same kind of situation. Vanderbilt's a better team. Dartmouth's 0-6 away. Dartmouth shouldn't be, you know, in this conversation, but Vanderbilt isn't an unbeatable team. I kind of like the Ivies with the points. I don't know what the points are, but I kind of like the Ivies with the points this week. Princeton goes to Delaware. Princeton is the better team, but Delaware's 8-4. They're no pushover. That is going to be a tougher game for Princeton than I think people think that it's going to be. Same thing with Columbia. Columbia is suddenly opening our eyes up. I've talked about Columbia moving forward. I kind of like them. I like what Columbia has been doing. When we're reassessing, and as I said, we're going to reassess, I don't think Yale's the best team in this conference anymore. I don't know if Penn makes the playoff. I don't think Dartmouth makes the playoff, but I don't think that's a change. Princeton, to me, at 11-1, you have to put them as the best team in the conference, but I don't think that that's going to be the ending result at the end of all this. I look at Columbia and I go, I think they're going to make the playoff. I think they're going to make the Ivy League playoff, but Fordham is no pushover. You got to go to Fordham. I don't love this game for Columbia, and I think that Columbia has been underrated. I think that Columbia can do a lot of good things, but I don't love this game for Columbia. And then we have Harvard against Iona. Iona's been a tough program for years, but they had really good coaching. Now, they had a coaching change. They're 5-7. They are getting this game at Cambridge. I don't love what I've seen from Harvard at times this year. Their sparkling 5-0 home record is great, and 8-3 overall. Here's one of those defining games. Harvard's supposed to win. It's a game that you should win, a game that will give you momentum. Harvard's got to win this game. They got to come out, and I think they do, but they got to come out and win this game. And then you have the game to me, well, the team to me, that has convinced me right before conference play that they could win this all. They could win the entire Ivy League. That's Cornell. 9-2. 2-0 at home. They're at home again, taking on Colgate. Colgate's 1-4 away. And it's the Cornell offense, obviously, that we've been talking about for years now that is just dynamic. And you go, okay, what has Colgate done? Well, they gave up 85 to Iona last time. 74 to Illinois. 71 to Vermont. 82 to Arizona, 76 to Harvard. They give up a lot of points. 79 to Syracuse. They give up a lot of points here. It's a bad spot for Colgate to get into with a Cornell team that wants to run the floor, a Cornell team that wants to just get up and go and speed. Now, Cornell coming off of two games. Robert Morris, they put up 90. Siena, they put up 95. Now, they lost to Syracuse. Their offense didn't show up, but it's Syracuse, right? 79 against Lafayette. Monmouth, 91. So they put up 90 or more points in 3 of the last 4 wins. And that's the kind of game you can expect here. I think it's going to be high scoring. I think Cornell's going to be fresh. They're going to be thinking to themselves that, yeah, this conference can be ours. Let's keep just outscoring people and doing what we do best. And I think that they have a chance to do that. Now, Cornell on the second is going to Baylor. Number 17 team in the country, 10-2, 7-0 at home. You can't go into that game as a Ivy League supporter and think that the Cornell Big Red are going to win that game. But you can go in and say maybe they'll keep it close because they do have that offense. I think this offense can carry them pretty far. Penn will take on Auburn, another bad spot. Penn's going to be in a bad spot. When we come back next week from the break, after the new year in 2024, Penn is going to be kind of hanging their heads here. You know, they are. And I hope that they just play well enough that they're not hanging their heads and they go, okay, it might be some losses, but that's okay. Brown hosts Vermont in a very dangerous spot. I think that Vermont is not the dynamic team that they have been. Brown could play well, but Vermont usually gets it right around this time of year. So Vermont is dangerous. And then Harvard-Albany is an underrated good game. Albany 7-6 on the year. But I'm not looking at Harvard as being the infallible team this season because of what I've watched over the course of the year. So, you know, it's going to be a good week. I think that the Cornell, if you're looking for, you know, spots to look at, Cornell offense is going to look good. I kind of like every Ivy League team, though, to keep it close. You don't have to win the game to impress me here going into conference play. I think each one of them can keep it relatively close. So it should be a pretty fun week. But I do think that there is a big statement to be made if one of these teams can pull that big upset or one of the teams that are supposed to win kind of falls on their face. That's a statement as well. All right, guys, everybody out there, have a happy and a very safe New Year. Enjoy it with your family. Have a lot of fun, but make sure that you're safe when you're having your fun. I am Tom Barton. Go check me out, TomBartonSports.com, and have a very good week, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.